summer months.
Later in the evening?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's so bright out?
Well, yeah, I just don't know, because it seems like, you know, people aren't showing up, and I just don't know if it's because it's still too nice out.
Do we have more substantial straws?
Substantial straws?
Or the red ones.
No, I need to order more. I don't have them.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, just because I feel like people, like, get caught up in outdoor activities once the weather gets nice like this.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, but I also know you have a drive back, so I don't know if pushing it to 8 or so is too late.
It's a little more complicated.
8's a little complicated, yeah.
People do show up at yoga studios and things in the city. There's more people in the city.
Yeah. No,
but
for
I
sure.
Think with spaces like that, folks just go to class when it's time.
Right.
This maybe it's more has a feeling or the memory and the association.
Well, it's, yeah, no, I mean, it's just a funny time of night when, like, because it's, you know, people, like, I think do stuff during, like, the middle of the day, but then when it's, like, really nice out before the sun sets, people go outside. I mean, maybe it'll change, I don't know. And also, it's, you know, yeah, I'm just trying to think what would be best for...
Yeah.
For different people.
Yeah. Like, my... Yeah. I always thought that we could... If we sealed the space better, we have better experience for everybody. Because a lot of times we get, oh, I could hear the sound, and I had to adjust to the sound. That comment is very consistent. And most places where I do this, there's a sense of, like,
yeah,
you get away from the world for a minute.
Yeah, I'm just really not sure what to do about that. I mean, we can turn down the music, but there's still, I mean, people talk, and, you know, depending on where they're sitting and how loud they are, there's not much to be done about it. I mean, I could, you know, hang some kind of sound baffling blanket, but I don't really know where.
Maybe I would lean into the sound system and do it more like a show.
Yeah, that's cool.
And not try to be like the acoustic yoga studio vibe.
Right. That's a cool idea. Just make it louder.
Yeah, just adjust to like this space instead of trying to do the other way around.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I put it in the center was to be as close to everybody as possible.
Right.
That way everyone can be like just all around.
Yeah.
And getting a nice proximity.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'm open to suggestions. And
I like that. I like that amplified idea. I think that's cool.
Yeah. And like, what else do we think would be really cool? Like, I'm really curious.
Yeah.
There was a drummer who came through who plays gongs too, right? There was like a percussion thing with gong. How did that go?
I'm trying to remember which one that was.
John something?
Oh. Yeah, he just played a drum kit when he was here.
Yeah.
He has been gongs in the past.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but he was playing more. Yeah, he was fun. His stuff was pretty good. He was very in the sort of new composition world.
I'm open
to
like...
Yeah, we had like Sunday night, we had this monthly ambient night.
Yeah.
And that was pretty amplified.
Yeah. Makes
but
sense.
Like there was like people sitting at that table right there who were just like screaming, and, you know, like not shouting at each other, but like yelling.
Just part of it.
And that had to sort of become part of it because they're just speaking at such an unnecessarily amplified volume. But
that's what happens.
It's a bar, so I can't tell them to just like
exactly
keep it down. But yeah, I don't know. I'm open to anything.
Should I just turn this into a noise show? I mean, I'm a heavy musician.
Yeah.
That's my background.
I know. That's kind of crazy.
I just want to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all I want to do.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I don't want to do it so badly.
Same.
People think I'm creepy.
I'm a people pleaser, huh?
But yeah, I don't want to make a long drive and... It's like, oh, it was a nice day, so we don't get people out.
Right.
I'm like, jeez.
Yeah.
But it happens.
It does, yeah. I just want to strategize to, and yeah, I mean, like, if you think the sound lead thing is keeping repeat people away, then that's something to address.
I think at the very center of sound bath is that chance to really go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that as consistently or reliably.
Right.
So you don't find that safety.
Right.
So that's something that I've just adjusted to myself in this space, and I still love doing it here,
mm-hmm.
and I've just come to peace with it.
Right.
But I'm not sure that every paying
right.
person can do the same thing.
Yeah, sure.
In their heart,
or whatever. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
I mean, I'm just spitballing too, because there
yeah.
could be so many reasons.
I think
really like the event and the sound
yeah.
and playing. I think people very
yeah,
much like
it. Yeah,
but
that's a comment you get a lot, but it's worth paying attention to. I mean, yeah, I've thought about trying to find a way to put some sound bathroom blankets up. I'm just not sure how to do it in a way that works and is aesthetically okay. Or I could just try hanging a different door that's more soundproof. But I do think most of the food comes through the door.
It's definitely totally coming through the door.
Mm-hmm.
There's just gaps.
Yeah.
I mean, it might improve your overall experience.
No, totally.
Just,
I think it'll
so
be.
So that
fun,
I don't
yeah.
sit here going like, do this.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
you can have that separation.
It's something I've thought about in a few contexts, you know.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, you know, like in most musical contexts, if it's a quiet singer songwriter, it's not a big deal if there's some like bar noise,
some clinking and stuff.
You know,
I agree.
But it would be cooler if there wasn't.
You know, you could always leave it open and crack. You could leave your professional double glass door
right.
cracked. You could
right.
you could have it on ambient bleed setting because
yeah.
it's such a bomb ass professional door.
Where
do
you find it at?
I think it's double glass is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're heavier, and then I think the installation process just has to be looked
right.
after
it's so, heavy.
So that it's sealed. And then it'll take your bleed way, 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 way down.
Mm-hmm.
Curtains are better than not curtains. I've done those heavy curtains before.
Mm-hmm.
And they help. Hey, look who it is.
Oh, hey, how are you?
How's it
good.
Going? Nice to see you again.
Yeah, happy to be here.
How you doing?
Not bad.
You get some prime real estate.
This is great, yeah. You bring all this with you from... downstate?
Yeah, it neatly folds into the car.
Wow. I think you might get a private session today.
I'm okay with that. Hey, I tried to get some friends to come. I was going to have two of them come, but they all just had a really long day. And I was
yeah.
like, I gotta go home.
I was theorizing about the weather affecting
right.
this turnout today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was high pollen for
mm-hmm.
me at least. Yeah, it's a hectic day in a way. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me just pay up front and then I'll...
Thanks so much.
Alright. Beautiful.
You're all set up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I live right over. I live
oh,
right
yeah.
across the